So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. Nate, massive round of applause for yourself.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Now, love when I get to press my own applause button.
I can't do it.
Top five for Grace is clapping. Thank you, Grace.
No, that's right.
It was drowned out by my own button, though.
Oh, you know what I'd love? I'd love to have one of those buttons that do applause.
Oh, you want your own applause button?
Oh, you want the power, do you?
Oh, I think it's weird when you do have to give it.
I'll be honest. Can we get Jim one, but he can only use it when he's giving me a round of applause. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because imagine like if we didn't have the sound effect. Let's try it, all right? Okay. Nath, give yourself a round of applause. Well done, bud.
It's almost as bad as when his little peek behind the curtains. Obviously, I press all the buttons for the Jimmy Nash show, so I've got all the sound effects. And I mean, since we're on things that are quite sad that I have to do myself when it's the 30th of April, I have to go, happy day. What? Okay. Oh, God, I hope people didn't hear that. No, move on.
Have to be beeped out. Did you hear what I said?
No, what happened?
Yeah, listen back and beep it out.
I had a whole bit ready, and then he said that.
Grace missed it.
I fully didn't hear what you said.
You said
I'll beep that out too.
Sad things I do alone.
Oh, yeah.
Show me. No, look, the reason I gave you a round of applause, Nate, is, and I think you'd attest to this, producer Grace, is that when we call them phoners, so it's when we tell the story and then we ask a question, right, on 13, 10, 60. So we put these, we have a little show plan, right, and today on the show, now again, sometimes we do this podcast top, a little bit you're hearing here, just for the podcasters. Sometimes we do it before the show, after the show. This is after the show.
Yeah.
Now, Grace, when we put these on, you're hopeful that everything's going to work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not everything in live radio works the way it should.
Yes.
Oh, don't we know that lesson?
We sure do.
I feel like everything worked basically as good as we could have imagined.
I know.
Yeah, everything
happened. And everything was your stuff today. And I'll be honest, like, we had Y up early and you know, then we tried to call other people to get these vows. I don't want to spoil it, but that worked.
It worked.
Even you forget the name, you had a great story.
Great
bloke forgot his wife's name.
Great callers. Guy forgetting his own wife's name. I mean, you'll hear that.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Mm. And then Ghosteries, a new game that Nace come up with.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was very quick. I thought it'd be a bit longer, but it was still great.
Well, it was more of a sprint. I reckon we give it another go and maybe we'll make it a marathon. Because, we were talking about you'll hear the Ready, Set, Ghosteries and how it works. Essentially, we give someone an item and they have to go and find it, right? Or two people. We made the item relatively easy. Maybe we should have gone more specific.
You think like find me dried basil?
Yeah, something like that. Like a herb or a spice, potentially.
Well, I mean, we went, you're going to hear it. It's probably cool to break it down now for you. We went with frozen peas.
Yeah.
Because we thought as a team, the frozen section is always the furthest from the entry.
Exactly.
But what we didn't
There was thought gone into it.
Yeah. We did this off air. We did it during the song. What we didn't do was we didn't ask the contestants where they were in the store.
Yeah.
Like, we were just chatting to them.
That's the first time we did it.
Learning. I just figured, this is what I thought. I don't know if you guys thought the same. People in their cars listen to the show. Nath calls and goes, hey, can you go shopping for us? We've got a little challenge. So I figure then they pull up to the nearest grocery store, so I figure they're just standing outside.
That's what I thought. I had a vision of them being at the electric doors. You know what I mean? So
some don't even have electric doors. Some are just
turnstiles.
Just open.
No, open.
Yeah. Oh, you can go straight into it. That's what I pictured.
Yeah. You pictured automatic doors. Don't change your mind now.
I'll be honest, I pictured automatic doors.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it though? Because I shouldn't have assumed that every supermarket has automatic doors.
Well, we as a team shouldn't have thought that they'd be at the entry.
No.
Because this lady was in the frozen section, which also begs the question, was she just listening to the show as she shopped?
No, do you know,
okay. Oh, here
actually
we go.
Even better than that, she was in line waiting to vote in the New South Wales election, heard that we were looking for people and she went, I'm just around the corner from a Coles, I'm going to head there.
So she had voted?
No, she hadn't voted.
She left the line.
I said, Susie, please go back and vote because it's actually very important that you exercise your democratic rights and you don't get fined.
Yep.
She said, yeah, I'm heading back then.
Imagine that. Imagine she got fined because she was looking for peas in a supermarket on a radio show.
We gave her a prize, though.
Yeah.
$200, which I think is a little bit more than the fine.
I think the fine's only like $50 or something. Is it 150?
I thought the fine was more.
I think it's under $100. I think it's like $80 or something like that. Yeah.
No wonder people don't vote then.
Yeah.
How much?
I mean, you should always vote.
Please
vote. I would never encourage people not to vote.
No. The election's a lot closer than we all think it is.
But if for some reason you forget, it's not the end of the world. Yeah. Put it that way.
I googled how much is the fine for not voting in Australia, and the first thing comes up and goes, the fine for not voting in the UK,
Come on, guys. Good, thanks.
Come on, Google, sort it out, mate.
I
think you might have to go state by state, potentially.
Oh, mate by mate.
Oh, origin.
Sports.
State of origin. See if anyone else has a better thing. All right, I've got one.
I don't have my phone or laptop on me, so I can't help. Sorry, team.
Just give us a number.
I'm looking for it too, guys. We got everyone's on it. Can you get fined for not voting? Yes. No, it's the UK.
Oh, here we go. This is Victoria. This is Victoria.
Yeah, cool.
So I've clicked on Vic. You receive an infringement notice with a fine if you did not vote. The fine for not voting is $92.
There you go.
Okay.
$92.
But you can also, your license and stuff can be suspended, can't it?
Yep. And then you are required, if you don't pay that in 28 days, they add $26.60 to that.
Oh.
And then after that, they can suspend
you. I feel like you get bigger parking fines for...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I've got parking fines that cost more than that.
100%. Red light
cameras. That's why people don't vote. You got to punish them. Naughty.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Should have to go into the winning party's office and get smacked on the bottom.
Speaking of bottoms, producer Grace.
Mate, but... All right.
Verse, I think.
No, I meant your bottom.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Your derriere.
I thought that was a different question.
She votes for all parties, you know what I mean?
Yes. Do you know what I'm going to ask you about?
God, no.
I'm speaking about your bottom?
No.
Your partner, Diana? Still don't know?
Oh.
Okay, you know
now? I don't know what's happened. Yes.
Have you seen Diana's Instagram story?
No.
Would you like to explain, Grace?
What's happened?
Okay, look. Diana had a bit of a content day yesterday.
I love it when Diana has their content day. Yeah. It's my
doing
favorite.
Bits.
Yeah,
doing
I love
bits.
That.
Every now I'd say something to Diana and be like, can you just say that again for the camera? And I'd be like, no, I'm actually have a day off today. And on my days off, I don't do content.
All my other days are content days. Yes. Yeah.
So for some reason, Diana thought it'd be real funny to blow a raspberry on my butt.
Oh. You can see that.
And this is on the social
butt
bottom.
Content.
Okay.
I watched it a few times because...
Why?
Well, because I was trying to figure out if it was your butt.
You just thought Diana was putting their lips on someone else's butt.
Well, mate, hey,
be the
really?
First time.
Are you telling us that?
Yeah, it was.
No, mate. So like,
I'm also tagged in it.
Yeah, that's probably
the big giveaway.
But like, were you
was it a bear? A bear bottom?
Yeah, so it was you're in your pajamas.
Yeah,
Peter Alexander.
Yeah, they are.
And the pants were quite high, so the bottom was
exposed.
Mm-hmm. And then she does the raspberry. She goes. But you don't say anything in the video. You don't make a noise.
Because I was unimpressed. I was there lying on my phone. And do you know how many takes that took?
Oh, there was more.
Diana did it like six times. So at the end, I was just like, just do what you have to do. I'm just going to lie here.
Of chaos. And I have a really, really.
I haven't watched this yet.
Oh, here we go. This is the video.
Feels like they're losing their way a little bit. I hope that this can help.
Whoa. Fun fact, that wasn't a raspberry. Grace just had Indian for dinner.
I actually did have Indian for dinner.
I know.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Wherever you are, the boys are always with you. Not in a creepy way, of course. Or maybe of course.
A new study. I don't know if I should be saying this study to the good people of Australia, knowing that we are doing breakfast radio. A new study has concluded that waking up early could be bad for your health. Experts have said that waking up early could lead to being more stressed during the day. Makes sense. Meaning that each day would be less satisfying and would have negative impacts on your health. Apparently it's called social jet lag. That's what they call it. Which is the effect of people having to get up with their alarm clock rather than waking up naturally and sleeping for longer.
But I mean,
that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of life. I mean, we can't just, because I know some people that if you didn't set an alarm, it'd sleep into midday or longer.
Yeah. Wonder if there's any part of the Jimmy Nate team who would sleep in without an alarm, if anyone wants to weigh in on potentially that.
I would sleep until midnight.
Yeah.
Midday. Midnight.
You would actually, you'd be like a bear hibernating. It would be months of you asleep, correct? Yes.
The dream.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there.
Point proven, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if as a society, how much work we get done if we just sort of be like, well, just come in when you're ready.
Yeah.
And
it's very Aussie, though, isn't it?
Don't set an alarm.
Pick your own hours, you know what I mean? Do whatever you want to do. But here's the thing. A lot of people probably don't get a choice to wake up early. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if it might be kids, it might be work, it might be sport. Particularly on the weekend, people are waking up for many different things on the weekend, which is normally your sleep-in time.
I mean, it is. I mean, we're at work.
Yeah, right, we now.
So,
is that what we're doing? What, you and I are catching up for coffee?
Oh, it feels like that, doesn't it? I've got a coffee in front of me, chat with my best friend.
It's the chemistry, you can't teach it.
Look, we do a lot of jokes, but you can't. Nathan and I have the best chemistry. Fight me about it. What are you going to do?
Ding, ding. Here's what I want to do, Jim. I want to reward the good people of Australia who are up early this morning. You know what I mean? And don't necessarily want to be up early. You know, normally maybe they've had a big week and they're up early right now. 13 10 60, if you're one of these people, answer this question. Why are you awake, right? So it could be for work, for sport, for family, whatever it is, for the kids. Your partner needs you up early because we're going for that morning Saturday walk that we always do.
We're going to get a coffee and go for a stroll.
We're going to watch the sunrise, babe. That's all we're going to do.
Yeah. So, 13 10.
Google
really?
It.
Yeah, exactly. 13 10 60. Why are you awake? Because what I want to do, I want to offer to Australia something I'm calling Jimmy and Ace sleep-in vouchers, right? Jimmy and Ace sleep-in vouchers. These are special vouchers that you can use, Australia, on anyone in your life who is making you get up early. They could be your kids. They could be your boss. They could be your partner, your parents. Whatever it is, 13 10 60, answer the question, why are you up early? And we will give you an exclusive Jimmy and Ace sleep-in voucher. How this works is we will get in contact with the people who are making you get up early, and we will cash in that voucher, which will therefore allow, well, we're hoping, will allow you to sleep in. That's the purpose of this.
Next time.
No, now or next time, well, whatever,
I mean,
it is.
But wouldn't you sleep in means you're already asleep?
Yeah, well, I mean, technically you could go back to sleep, okay, if you wanted to.
Maybe not sleep in, but back to sleep.
Well, or it could be a future thing. Yeah. What do you reckon? Do we offer both, or it could be a future thing in the future?
In the future.
In the future. Okay, yeah. I like that. Okay, I mean, I like yeah. that.
Because you're right. Guys, I'm already awake. I've had two coffees.
It's too late. Dickhead, I'm on the road. So, all right. So, 13, 10, 60, straight. Jump on the phones right now. Why are you awake?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jimmy, just ask the question. 13, 10, 60, Australia. Why are you up early and do you not want to be up early? Because what I thought we could do is we could offer the good people of Australia some limited edition Jimmy and Ace sleep-in vouchers. So how this works is we talk to people who are up early for whatever reason, whoever it is that's made them get up early. We then offer them the Jimmy and Ace sleep-in voucher. That can be cashed in at any time to allow that person to sleep in and not have to do that task again.
Yeah, we're willing to chat to whoever it is the reason you're up early. So we can call your boss and be like, hey, boss man, in the future, this person has a Jimmy and Ace sleeping voucher. So you...
I don't make the rules.
Yeah, that's... They don't have to come into work. Or they can, it's just late. Or maybe your parents have got you up early and you're like, hey, next time, no.
Yeah, stop it. It's a voucher. You can't argue with a voucher. Rachel from Craigieburn. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Rachel. You sound a bit sleepy. You're up early this morning and you don't really want to be.
Yeah, my child's supposed to be coaching the under-8 basketball.
Did you say your child's supposed to be coaching the basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not even playing.
No, none of my kids are playing. None of my kids are playing.
So, okay. Rachel, you've been expected to wake up early, I'm assuming, drop your child to the basketball game that they're not even playing in. They're just coaching.
They're just coaching and they didn't wake up, so now I'm coaching.
Oh. Wait, so where are they?
They're in bed.
Rachel, this is outrageous.
What, they wouldn't get up or?
No, they just wouldn't move.
Oh my! So you've gone, holy hell, that these kids
need a coach.
Need their coach, and yeah. You've headed out.
Yep.
Do you know how old is your child, Rachel?
18.
Okay, Rachel, do you know much about basketball?
A little bit. I've watched my kids for years, so yeah, got a fair idea.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, what's your kid's name, Rachel? The one who's supposed to be coaching?
AJ.
Rachel, if we give AJ a call, I mean, we'll do it soon. If we give AJ a call and cash in the Jimmy and Ace sleep-in voucher, would you be happy with that?
I'd be happy with it. You'd be surprised if they wake up.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I mean, we'll try and get on to him, Rachel, but if you physically can't shake him awake, I don't know what us calling his phone that's on silent. Yeah, but we'll try that.
We'll give it a go, Rachel. It sounds like he's already cashing in a Jimmy and Ace voucher that we didn't even give him. Okay, Rachel, we'll try and give him a call. Thank you for calling. Dave from New Norfolk. Hi, Dave-o.
Hey, mate, how are you?
We're good, buddy. You sound like you don't really want to be awake as well.
No, I've been all week trying to study and catch up on an old brain. So they're trying to say, you know, you can't teach an old dog tricks. I'm pretty old, but I'm trying to learn new tricks.
Right. So you're going to back to school, Dave?
Back to school, yeah.
Right, okay.
So you're on your way to school or study this morning?
Yep, on my way. So I've got to learn how to do a bit of solo here and there. So my boss goes, you know, you can be the person to do it now.
Right. So it's your boss that's essentially making you get up early and go to this school.
Pretty much, yes.
So what do you learn, like solar panels, that stuff?
Set it up, what's the ultimate voltage you can get out of it, the current without blowing it up and all that kind of stuff.
Jeez, you almost put me to sleep, Dave.
Okay,
so Dave, are you happy if we give your boss a call and tell him that you've scored yourself a Jimmy and A sleeping voucher and you need a couple of mornings off in the next few weeks?
He's probably still asleep, so I'll say I can give you my teacher's number if you want.
Even better.
Teacher, we'll do that.
We'll go to the teacher. All right, Dave, you've also scored yourself a sleeping voucher. Let's see if we can get onto your teacher. Hayley from Mansfield. Hello, Hayley.
Good morning.
Hayley, once again, you sound like you don't want to be awake.
Well, you do what you've got to do.
Yeah, so true. Why are you up, Hayley?
Well, my lovely parents needed a ride down to the bus station. They're catching the bus down to Melbourne this morning.
Okay.
So I've been roped in to drive them to the bus stop.
How often does that happen, Hayley?
Look, not often, but it wasn't really a choice. Yeah,
see, that's the thing. Hayley, do you think they would respond? Because obviously you've scored yourself a Jimmy and A sleeping voucher. If we got in contact with your parents, would they be happy to abide by the rules of the sleeping voucher and not ask you next time?
Probably not.
Well, they have to. It's law. All right. So what are your parents' names, Hayley?
Kayleen and Mick.
Okay, Kayleen and Mick. They're on the bus right now, so I know they're not doing much, so they can answer. Okay, so Hayley, we're going to call your parents. We're going to try and get on to them. We're going to try and get on to Dave's teacher and Rachel's son, who's supposed to be coaching. And then hopefully, Jim, we can enforce these Jimmy and A sleeping vouchers. Stick around. We'll see how good we are next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
But, Jim, we just asked the question just before, 131060, are you up early and you don't really want to be? Because what we're doing is we're offering a little thing called Jimmy and A sleeping vouchers. Now, these are vouchers that the good people of Australia can cash in for people who are making them wake up early.
Yeah.
Now, we've spoken to a few people and we tried to get onto the people who are making them wake up early so they can cash in these vouchers.
Yeah. So, if you are just joining us, we spoke to three people. We had Rachel from Craigieburn.
Yep.
Rach is on her way to coach under 8s basketball.
Yep.
It's because her daughter AJ just wouldn't wake up.
Yeah. Like at all. I wouldn't stir.
We had Dave from New Norfolk.
Yep.
Dave is on the way to school. He's learning about solar panels. Sounds he's like a Sparky.
Sparky school.
Sparky school, SS. Yeah. And we're going to try to chat to his teacher again so he doesn't have to go in.
Yep.
You're driving there. So anyway. And then finally we had Hayley from Mansfield. Now Hayley had to drop her parents at the bus stop. They're on their way to Melbourne.
Yep.
Hayley did not want to get up this morning. She wanted to sleep in. So we'll touch base with them and see if we can get them a, what is it, a sleep in voucher?
A Jimmy and A sleep in voucher. Rachel from Craigieburn. Now, Rach, we still got you there?
Yes, you do.
Now, here's the thing, Rachel. Producer Grace has been trying outside to get on to your daughter, AJ, to wake her up for basketball training.
Yep.
No
not
answer.
Training, mate. Coaching.
Oh, coaching. Sorry. Coaching. Not even playing. Coaching. Yeah. No answer. So what we thought, Rachel, is we try and give her a bars live. Okay? How does that sound to you?
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so I'm going to pop in.
So Producer Grace has tried to call AJ a bunch of times, but we're going to one more time.
Okay,
live
gonna,
on the
we're
radio.
We're going to try again. Rachel, you're here. Australia's here. We're going to try and cash in this sleeping voucher for you. All right, so let's give AJ a call and see what happens. Here we go.
Come on, AJ.
Come on, AJ. Mama needs a sleep in. AJ.
Rachel couldn't wake her in real life.
Yeah.
If
she answered a phone. Now, does it just keep ringing, Rachel, or does she have a message?
There's a voicemail.
She does.
It's
a voicemail.
It's a long ring. Oh.
Hi, this is AJ. Sorry I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message after the beep.
Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, AJ, it's the Jimmy and A show here. We've got your mum, Rachel, on the phone. Say hey, Rach.
Hello, AJ.
AJ, pretty disappointed. Your mum wanted to sleep in this morning, but
yeah,
she's on her way to...
It's not her under-8s basketball team, mate. You should have been waking up and you should have been coaching. So, AJ, next time you let your bloody mother sleep in, okay? Bye. There you go, Rachel. We did our best. Good luck next time, okay? There you go.
Sorry, Rachel, you did the best you could.
Yeah, sorry, Rachel. Okay, now we're going to go back to Dave from New Norfolk. Dave, have we got you there?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. Now, Dave, you're on your way to Sparky School. Look, this is the thing. We tried to get on to Alan, who's your teacher. No answer. No answer from Alan. What's going on there?
He's probably busy trying to mark my pigeon scratch and trying to understand what I wrote down.
Well, look, Dave, we can't get on to Alan, unfortunately, so we can't get that Jimmy and A sleep-in voucher for you.
So suck it up, mate. Now let's go back to Hayley. Okay, Hayley from Mansfield. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
Now, Hayley, just a reminder, your parents made you get up nice and early this morning. That is Kathleen and Mick. Kathleen and Mick made you get up really early this morning and drop them to the bus stop. That's correct, yes?
That is, yes.
Okay, now, they'd be on the bus at the moment, I'm assuming?
Yes, probably about Bonnie Doon by now.
Okay, well, Hayley, I've got some good news for you because please welcome to the show your parents, Kathleen and Mick. Kayleen, Mick.
Hello.
Kayleen, you're there. Is your husband Mick there? Is Mick there?
Yeah, he is, but he's just read the paper. He's won't come on the phone.
No, that's fine.
Let Mick
and
enjoy
before it. I say, the wheels on the bus are going round and round.
It's good, Kayleen. It's a zinger.
So, Kayleen, your daughter's a little upset. She called us with a Jimmy and A show, by the way. She wants to cash in a sleep-in voucher. How often are you asking your daughter to do these early morning favours for you, Kayleen?
Very rarely.
She's
just getting payback from what we used to have to do many years ago.
Oh, I see. Hayley, would you agree with that? Would you agree that this is rare and your parents deserve a bit of payback?
Well, I guess so. They are the parents, darling, after all.
Exactly.
Okay. Now,
Kayleen, what about next time? Maybe just, what about one? One sleep-in voucher. She doesn't have to cash it in next time. She can just have it in the bank. So when you do ask for something, she's just like, hey, Mum, I'm pretty sleepy. I don't want to do that.
Well, I just say you still owe us 100 or so mini trips growing up.
Okay. How about we do this, Kayleen? Because I really want to be able to enforce, because so far they haven't really worked. The vouchers. I really want to try and enforce one of these. So how about this? Okay. How about this, Kayleen? Next time that you and your husband, Mick, need to get to the bus stop, as opposed to Hayley having to get up early and drop you there, what if we pay for the Uber?
Oh, we don't have Uber up here.
Oh, God damn it!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Wherever you are, the boys are always with you. Not in a creepy way, of course. Or maybe of course.
Hey, Jim, it's something I'm not proud of. It's something that I've mentioned on the show many times, something you know I'm very bad at. And I feel like at times you're just as bad at with me. And it's remembering the names of people. It's remembering the names of people. It's a constant argument I have with my partner, Meg, as well, which you know, with my fiance, Meg. It's when I forget her friends' names, which is a big one. We went to dinner last night with a few of her friends. And just before we got into the restaurant, I needed a rundown. Of who was there. And I needed a descriptor of every person. And her response is, you've met these people many times. And then as you and I discussed off air yesterday, we meet a lot of people.
Yeah, look, I mean, we love our jobs, Australia. We get to do this for a living. We just get to talk to each other.
Yeah,
we're getting paid right now. I'm not entirely sure why. But part of the job is meeting a lot of people. It's not just, and not like, you know, famous people that we interview.
No.
You meet, you know, when someone comes in for an interview, you meet 50 people.
Yeah. Because
they bring in the record label, assistants, managers.
Entourages.
Musicians, everything. Yeah. And then in the office, you know, we'll meet salespeople. We'll meet people, you know, like massive shout out to the guys from Budget, right? When we save the
world. People.
We love Budget. So when we, you know, there's a million people you meet there.
Mm.
There's people in the office who we still don't know.
So many people. And like, we've got the inner Jimmy and A circle. I remember those names.
Yeah.
I've got you. I've got Producer Grace. I mean, that's it. I mean, like, or Audio Bones. I don't know his real name, but we go with Audio Bones. So, I mean, this happened the end of last year as well. We went to the Christmas party, one of the sales Christmas parties, and my partner Meg, she's got friends that work in our office.
Mm.
I got their names completely mixed up. And the thing is, what I do, which you know as well, is I go in with complete confidence on a name, even though I'm not sure at all, and I will go in and I will scream their name to their face, even though that name is completely wrong. Yeah. I approach things with confidence.
Yeah, you're a real confident guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, when that comes off, it's great. But also, I think you go in with so much confidence that even when it's wrong, people don't correct you.
Yeah, because they're thinking, maybe my name is Holly.
You don't just mention the name. You'll be like, oh, my God, Steve, how are you, mate? How's the dentist been? Obviously, you were getting your teeth fixed last time. And then your mother, Sharon, how's Sharon? And the person can't get a word in because Nate did this once to a bloke. And then this guy just
not went, once, I do this many times.
No, I just saw that one time at the basketball.
Yeah.
So Nate said all these things and it was like he was proving to this guy, I know who you are. And I was chatting to someone else and I couldn't grab Nate. I couldn't get to Nate. I was near him. So there's a lot of people at the basketball.
Mm.
And then afterwards I was like, Nate, that wasn't the bloke that you thought it was. But this guy was so polite that he just went, dentist was great.
And I think you're right. Make a good point. I come at them so hard, I don't give them a chance to correct me.
No.
Because I'm not confident that I'm talking to the right person. So I'm like, if I just keep talking.
Just keep saying things.
I'll be right.
Yeah. How was your trip to Japan? That was great, wasn't it?
So what I want to know is there's got to be people out there who are exactly like me. 131060, jump on the phones. When did you forget the name? When did you forget the name? It could be a relative. Maybe you got a big family, work colleague, distant friend, whatever it is. 131060, when did you forget the name? Whatever the name is. I'd also love people to call if they have the same tactic as me and approach someone whose name they don't really know with so much confidence and they just throw a name at them, even though that most of the time it is wrong. I'd love those people to be
a part
of this.
You've got a plan of attack. Yeah. You're just like, I'll call everyone, mate.
Yeah, whatever it is. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. When did you forget the name?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Asking the question, 131060, when did you forget the name? This is something I do constantly, but not only that, Jim, is I double down on it. And even if I don't know somebody's name, I will go in thinking I do, and I'll say the complete wrong name and won't give them a chance to correct me.
Yeah, you go. You don't just go in with name, you go in with facts.
Yep.
Because you...
It happens. I mean, you're so used to it and you put up with it and sometimes you'll try and back me up. My partner hates it, especially when I've met her friends and her friend's boyfriend so many times. And I'll go, mate, she hates the line when I say I couldn't pick him out from a lineup. She goes, I hate it when you say that. And I was like, Jimmy loves it.
Yeah, you know what I love? I mean, you say I couldn't pick him out from a lineup. I always say, I couldn't tell the difference between that and a bar of soap.
So we're looking for people who, much like me, 131060, when did you forget the name? Or even do you approach it with confidence like I do? Cam from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Cam.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, brother. When did you forget the name?
So it wasn't me forgetting the name. It was someone forgetting my name.
Okay.
For about 12 months, instead of calling me Cameron, I got called Justin.
So wrong.
But then, we were out in the surf one day and we came back in and the guy that called me Justin just got a new surfboard and he said to me and a mate, he's like, oh, Justin, come over and have a look at the board. And my friend was like, yeah, Justin, come have a look, because he knew that the guy was forgetting my name.
Yeah.
And then while we're looking at the board, we're quite close to each other having a look, and then my mate turns to the guy that was calling me the wrong name and goes, Justin, you know his name's not effing Justin, right? And it was like, I could just feel all the blood rush in my face and my jaw drop. It was,
so, I mean, did this fellow surfer, Cam, who was getting your name wrong the whole time, was he like me? Was he just approaching it with so much confidence that you never had a chance to correct him?
Oh, yeah, kind of. He kind of blamed everyone else in the world for telling him that my name was Justin.
Yeah, so do you know where he got the name Justin from?
Oh, he blamed it on a lady that used to come down to the beach, and I'd talk to her all the time, and she'd call me Cameron, and he blamed it on her. So,
don't worry, Cam.
But now he still calls me Justin, but it's in a more of a joking manner.
And you know what, Cam? No, he doesn't. He just can't remember Cameron. That's believe me, I know that line. Kayla from Frankston, your dad always forgets names.
Yeah, my old man always forgets names, and he'd be like, oh, you know how such and such and Steve. It's always Steve. And as a teenager, we had new neighbours move in and I was riding around the bike and I sort of said, hey, how you going? I'm the neighbour. I babysit. If you need anything, yell out. And he goes, oh, hey, I'm Steve.
Perfect.
Exactly. I just laughed. I still remember to this day laughing and just going, perfect. The old man will never forget your name.
Great. Thank you, Kayla. John from Strathfield. Hello, John.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
We're good, brother. When did you forget the name?
I actually can relate because I actually think I'm the master in that department. But I know so many people, but the problem is I actually generally forget their names. But we're at a situation. I've been married for nearly 28 years, and I'm always babe, hun. And I froze, and I actually forgot my wife's name. And I'm not lying to you. More like that guy calling Cameron Justin. I actually think his name is Justin now because I forgot his name already. But I actually thought I forgot my wife's name, and I'm like, and my wife gave me this look. I'm like, she thinks I've got dementia.
So what did she say?
Mate, she just froze and gave me those evil, everyone those evil eyes. She just looked like I'm a total embarrassment to her. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I know who she is. She's my babe.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Saturday morning. Welcome, everybody. And Jim, a Woolworths employee, has blown the minds of many people on social media and revealed a hack that can help customers find what they are after even faster. He said, and I didn't even know this existed, he said the key is to use the aisle directories.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, you knew this?
Yeah, I use these.
Oh, God, this would save me so much time.
So at the end of every aisle, there's a little laminated piece of paper, and it tells you the item, and it tells you what aisle it's in.
Am I the only one? Producer Grace, did you know this? Am I the only one?
Yeah, I knew this.
Where have you guys been?
Is this the hack?
This is the hack.
The whole hack.
Where the hell have you guys been? I had no idea.
I'll be honest.
People on social media are going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And here's you two sitting smug on your bloody shopping high horses. No one had to find everything.
I'll be honest, when you started this, I'm like, oh, so he's explaining what everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, we all go to the end of the aisle, we grab the laminated piece of paper, and we go, yeah, I need pickles. Pickles are in aisle three.
Yeah.
But you won't believe it, the hack is. It's not a hack.
This is the entire hack.
This is the hack. There's nothing else to explain.
You guys knew.
So you don't. There's nothing.
There's directories at the end of every aisle.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yep.
Yes.
Who taught
you? Always has been.
Who taught you this?
My mum.
I don't think mum. They're there. They're on a chain. You can see them.
But I've been shopping.
If it was a bloody snake, mate, it would have bit
you. I've been shopping with both of you. And neither of you have even said, and I've been looking for things. I'm like, oh, I can't find the turmeric. Not that I've been looking for turmeric.
Okay, A, we've never shopped together. And B, you've never shopped with me and gone, where's the turmeric?
But I haven't been able to find things. And neither of you have gone, look at the directory. You've just watched me bloody chook it around.
Well, when you go, I'm looking for something, it's usually Jats.
Yeah.
Some sort of dip,
yep.
Bottle of milk,
yeah.
Steak.
And the directory would help me.
We all know where those are.
Oh, not me!
But when I've been with you, I'm like, come with me, and you know, they're easy. It's just that when you get something niche that you don't know where it is. Like the other day, I had to buy something. It was like some electrical thing. I had to buy something. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, I just looked at the directory, and it takes you straight to the island, yeah.
Must be bloody nice. You got
it's not a fit.
You got
they're in every store.
I had no idea. Anyway, that's the hack, guys. So apparently everyone in Australia knew it except me.
I've got a hack for you. No, it's just sad.
Regardless, this has inspired me to try something live on the radio, Jim, that I hope works. We haven't tried something like this before, and Australia, I need your help. 131060. Give us a call right now if you are at the supermarket, if you are at the shops, or you're almost at the shops right now. 131060, and you want to win yourself a $200 athlete's foot voucher. Jump on the phones right now if you are at the shops or you are almost at the shops, because I want to try something called Jimmy Nace Ready, Set, Go series.
Two people.
And away they go.
Two grocery stores.
This is an awesome run.
One item. It's time for...
What a moment in the game!
Ready, set, go series.
Yeah, all right. How this is going to work, I want to pit the people from around Australia against each other. They must both be in a supermarket, ideally Coles or Woolies, or I will accept IGA as well. I will accept IGA, but ideally Coles or Woolies.
What about those small independent grocers, Nate?
It depends. As long as they're big enough, okay?
No, I said small. 7-Eleven.
No, I won't accept a 7-Eleven. Coles, Woolies, ideally, at a stretch IGA. That's what I'm going for at the moment. I had to put some rules in.
That's fine, mate. Rules are important.
What I want to do is I'm going to have both people on the line at the exact same time, live in their grocery store from somewhere different around the country. I will give them a specific item to find in the grocery store. It is then a race. The first person to find that item wins Jimmy Nace Ready, Set, Go series. You can use the directory if you want, because apparently everybody knows that that's there. What do you think? I mean, it's a risky thing. We've never done anything like this before. Essentially, I need two people in a grocery store this time in the morning racing to find an item.
Yeah, but do they have to buy it?
No, they don't have to buy it. They just got to find it.
I was going to say, it's a bit, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a lot to ask someone to go buy milk. I don't need milk.
Go buy it.
Bloody buy it if you want to win a $200. I think we can find at least two people to race.
Two people. Race. Two people around the country right now. 131060. I need you almost at or at a grocery store right now. I'm going to give you both an item. The first person to find that item in their respective grocery store, ideally it's a Woolies or a Coles, will accept an IGA, is going to score themselves a $200 athlete's foot voucher. Of course, at the athlete's foot, all that matters is the right fit. Find the biggest range and best brands for any activity at theathletesfoot.com.au. Jump on the phones right now to play Jimmy and Ace Ready, Set, Go, Cerise. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Jim, introducing a new game to Australia right now. I've just asked 131060. Are you at the grocery store? Are you at the shops right now? Because the game is called Jimmy and Ace Ready, Set, Groceries. So how this works is I want to have two contestants online who are at a supermarket right now. I'm going to give them an item, not branded specific, but an item that should be readily available at every supermarket. Live on the radio, they're going to go head to head from different parts of the country. First person to find that item wins.
I love it.
We love the concept of it. Will it work? We'll find out.
Even if it doesn't, it's just funny. Australia, laugh at us or with us. At least you're laughing.
Antoinette from Victoria is contestant one. Antoinette, welcome to the show. We got you there.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. Okay, Antoinette, so you're in Victoria. Can you tell us what supermarket you're at?
Okay, I'm at Lamana, based in Essendon, which has everything you can think of, from cakes, breakfast, alcohol, pastas, homemade, everything.
Wow. You don't work there, Antoinette, do you?
No, I actually don't, but okay, I also know supermarkets.
No, that's fine. Sounds like everyone has a favourite supermarket.
Sounds like you're hoping for some free stuff or something. Get a
free pump. Whatever you want, I'll bring it to you.
Okay, this is good. So, Antoinette, would you consider yourself a fast grocery shopper? Are you able to find items quickly?
Yes, I do. I'm a mum and, I go in and out.
Okay, that's good.
Mums don't have time, mate.
They don't.
They've got to get in.
I know, so many other things, whereas dad's so slow, super slow.
Get lost.
Okay, contestant number two, Susie from Bankstown. Hi, Susie.
Your message has been sent.
Oh, Susie.
Goodbye.
Oh, bye, Susie.
Your message has been sent.
Susie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I didn't go anywhere.
I don't know what happened there. Something about a message being sent. I don't know.
No. I was shopping for you guys.
Okay, right. Okay. Now, Susie, you're in Bankstown at the moment. So are you in a shopping centre?
Yeah, I'm in Bankstown Shopping Centre and I'm in Coles.
You're in Coles. Okay. Susie, same question to you. Are you a fast shopper? Are you a slow shopper?
I think I'm a very fast shopper. I've got to get in and get out. I don't have time to wait.
Okay, Okay. So, guys, how this is going to work. So you're both here, Antoinette and Susie. Both of you are there. I'm going to give you an item, right? And then you're going to hear a little bit of sound. When I say go, it is the first person to find that said item, okay? And it's a trust. It's a bit of a trust exercise. So you've got to be honest. Antoinette, you promise to be honest?
I promise to be honest. And if I don't know, I'll tell Susie where that item is in Coles because I know the way out of Coles.
Oh, that's nice.
But, listen, but this is a new store, Antoinette. You might not know this layout in Sydney.
Wow.
Hey, guys, stop the trash talk. Stop the trash talk.
I've got no alcohol. They don't sell alcohol, so we've got to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, sorry, we're not going to get you to pick up a carton for us.
Six pack, bring it to the studio. Okay, Antoinette, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Susie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, wait for me to say go. There's going to be a little bit of a...
Well, they also don't know what they're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
So
okay,
it'd be weird if they just start running around.
So we'll play something for you, and then I'll tell you the item, and then go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Jimmy and Ace, ready, set, go, Cerise.
Two people.
And away they go.
Two grocery stores.
This is an awesome run.
One item. It's time for...
What a moment in the game!
Ready, set, go, Cerise.
Okay, Antoinette and Susie, frozen peas. Go, frozen
aisle
peas.
Aisle three for peas.
Okay,
frozen
off you go, Antoinette.
Got them.
You've got
them.
Is it Susie?
Wait,
is that
who
you?
Has them?
Susie, is that you?
Susie's got them.
Susie, yeah. You've got them already.
I've got them already because I was standing down the other side of Coles and you said peas and I ran down the end.
Oh, I mean, what? Good job.
They're right in my hand. What do you want? Bird's Eye, Coles. What brand do you want?
McCain's.
McCain's. Is McCain's there?
No, they don't have McCain's. They've only got Bird's Eye and Coles.
Oh, sorry, Susie.
I know McCain's here. Oh, McCain's here. The last bet.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.